So we've got a couple of minutes. If we try and be quiet, though, don't go speaking to each other, because we're supposed to be keeping like a noble silence of quietness. So try and be quiet. Shh. How still is your mind? How worthwhile is this meditation? Now in a few moments I'm going to ring the bell. After the bell is rung, slowly open your eyes to end the meditation. Hear this one? I don't know why I've got this one over here. This must be for the questions. So there we go. That's the introduction there. You've had a go. And after lunch, we'll be having some more sessions of meditation. But up to lunch now. Now you've had a try at this meditation method. At the very end, you would have noticed I asked you to investigate how you felt at the end of a meditation period, what it felt like inside, to see if there was a state of peace, calmness, happiness even, because it's that result of meditation which is most important, to notice that even in meditations you don't feel that successful, still you gain a state of greater peace, stillness, relaxation, which is really worthwhile. Even in the first meditation of today, let alone the deeper meditations which come later. Because one of my early teachers once told me, there is no such thing as a bad meditation. All meditations, you get more peaceful, more relaxed, you feel more free. And don't be afraid of sleepiness when you start meditating. As I mentioned last night, that sleepiness, that's all the result of living stressful, busy lifestyles. Make peace with that sleepiness. Don't fight it. Allow it to disappear naturally. And you'll find that once it disappears, the mind is so peaceful and bright. It goes in its own time. And the more we leave it alone, the quicker it goes. Okay, are there any comments or questions about the meditation? About what we've been doing. For the second time, are there any comments or questions about the meditation? For the third time, any comments or questions about the meditation? Okay, we're gonna, is it break for lunch? Is that okay? But during lunchtime, remember this is when we open our mouths to put things in, but don't allow things to come out. So no talking. So if anyone starts to talk, all you can do, instead of telling them to be quiet, because then you're talking as well, just put your finger up in front of the mouth and go, to those scallywags who talk when they're supposed to be keeping quiet. But don't worry about it, if they're talking, that's their business. As Ajahn Chah always used to teach, look at yourself minimum 95% of the time. Look at other people only 5% of the time, maximum. So don't worry what other people are doing. It's what you're doing is important. And that way you keep yourself nice and quiet. And during the meal time, I'll teach you a very simple method of meditating while you're eating. It's called the one spoon at a time practice. Because I have watched some people eating, Some Thai people eating, you know, you've got your plate of food, you've got your rice and your curries. You've got one spoon already in your mouth, you're chewing it. You have another one waiting on your spoon, in line. There's another heap waiting to go in after that spoon. And you're looking around to what you're going to have after that. You're about three or four spoons ahead of yourself. So when when you're eating the food, one spoon at a time means you pick the food up with the spoon, you put it in your mouth, you chew that, and you don't even think what you're going to eat next until you swallow this food. So not, I know, once you're one mouthful in your mouth, one on the spoon, one on the plate, and you're looking what's going to be number four. Don't do that. One spoon at a time. It's being in this moment. And be quiet while you're eating. Take your time. A lot of people have chronic indigestion. And the reason is because they never eat properly. They're never really spending time watching what they eat. And when you don't eat mindfully, when you don't enjoy your food, it's just basic science. If you don't enjoy the food you're eating, it means that the saliva and other juices which are necessary to digest your food don't get secreted. So there's nothing actually to digest the food because you're not enjoying it. You're not there mindfully eating. So this is a great opportunity now to really eat slowly, enjoy your food one spoon at a time, and you'll find it, you digest it much better when you are relaxed one spoon at a time. So we come back again at 1 o'clock. Because there's lots of people, it takes a while to take your food and to sit down and to be quiet. And if you do finish early, you can come up here and do some more meditation. If you do want to do some exercise, please do some exercise. And everyone be back at 1 o'clock, is that okay? At 1 o'clock. So happy eating.